As we gather today, I welcome you all and invite you to worship with us on this third Sunday of Easter with Faith Lutheran Church in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Thank you for joining us. I'm Pastor Rita Chirala. Right now, I'm serving my first call here at Faith. I'm from Delhi, India. It is a great blessing to be with you all today. Let us begin. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah! Refreshed by the resurrection life we share in Christ, let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We thank you, risen Christ, for these waters where you make us new, leading us from death to life, from tears to joy. To you by given all praise, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God, now and forever. Amen. Please join me in the prayer of the day. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The readings for today are Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19, Psalm chapter 4, and 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Today's gospel lesson is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 16, and verses 36 through 48. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now on that same day, resurrection day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last week we read John's account of Jesus appearing to his disciples in a locked room and bringing peace to them. We also read about doubting Thomas and his doubt helped him to challenge his faith. Doubting Thomas also gave us some important lessons last week. In today's Gospel text, Luke presents the same account with little variations. Luke does not mention Thomas, but Luke has some different parts of the story of what happened from the Easter morning until night. Something interesting to notice here is that all Easter stories from different gospel accounts begin with tears, confusion, fear, but ends with hope and purpose. That is why it is important for us today that we tell the resurrection stories from the empty tomb to Jesus' appearance to his disciples several times, so that we can be encouraged and instill hope. Our gospel lesson for today is a beautiful illustration of how the resurrection story overcomes tears, confusion, and fear, and brings a message of hope and purpose. It is the second of two significant resurrection appearances of Jesus in Luke chapter 24, joined by a powerful moment of witness by his disciples. Last week reading witnesses Jesus' appearance to his disciples by showing his hands and side and asked Thomas to touch his wounds and believe. This is so powerful that Jesus asked his disciples, including Thomas, to believe in the resurrection message brought by the women from the empty tomb. Now, in today's gospel text, Jesus joins two other disciples on the road to Emmaus. In this account, our Lord Jesus changes the direction of these two men. We had been looking backward in sadness until Jesus reorients them to look to the future. Underscoring his words with a dramatic act, the breaking of bread and eating with them. In that moment, Jesus opened their minds and hearts to understand the scriptures and what has been prophesied about his death and resurrection. In the same moment, the two disciples came to understand the resurrection of faith, the real presence of Christ, his death and resurrection, the hope and the purpose of their lives. As the disciples and Jesus continues the journey on the road of Emmaus, Jesus agrees to stay the night with them. At dinner, Jesus takes bread, blesses it and breaks it and gives it to them, and they recognize him immediately. At that point, Jesus suddenly disappears from their presence. As they jump up and run all the way back to Jerusalem to tell the others that they have seen the risen Lord. What a powerful moment this would have been in the lives of his disciples. In the same way, we meet Jesus every time we break the bread at the altar or when we are at the baptismal font. I believe Jesus appears to us in the bread and wine, proclaiming peace to us. This is the most valuable thing that we have to offer as people of faith, and especially as Lutherans. In fact, what Luther teaches us in the Small Catechism through his explanation of the Eighth Commandment, "You shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbor." Not only we are not supposed to tell lies about our neighbors or betray or slander them, but that we are to come to their defense, speak well of them always, and interpret everything they do or say in the best possible light. That means we should always think the best of one another. And I guess we all try our best to be nice and helpful to each other and to our neighbor. That is what the real purpose of the resurrection story is. But in today's world, we witness people interpreting the scriptures according to their own convenience. They use the scriptures to justify horrible acts of terror and violence. Some people use these interpretations to excuse their own prejudice, and some use it to exploit or exclude whole segment of society. Scriptures are also interpreted against a woman's position in the society. Of course, these are all seen to be in the past, but we still continue to use some portions of scriptures to defend our point. I believe we all stand guilty of misusing God's word against our neighbor. The purpose of the resurrection story is to re-examine ourselves, to mend our ways, to be faithful to God and to one another. The Bible says Jesus often found himself in correcting the religious leaders of his time and brought light, life, and understanding of God's never-ending love and grace for the whole world. So when Jesus appeared to his disciples and opened their hearts and minds to understand the scriptures, it was to understand he was revealed in and through them. And in that divine revelation, peace, wholeness, restoration, and forgiveness are found. Jesus commands his disciples to be the witnesses of these things to the world. This is not just for this present in that locked room on that first Easter night, but to each one of us today. As Jesus continues to visit us in the bread and wine and at the baptismal font to give new hope and purpose for our lives. This is quite remarkable. The resurrected Christ breaks bread, brings peace to their troubled hearts, restores their faith, and turns their tears and confusion into new hope filled with purpose. Luke's Easter account is less of an empty tomb when it is about shared food around the table. It appears that Jesus spent Easter day or night eating food with his disciples, calling everyone not to the empty tomb, but to the place where bread is broken and food is shared. I'm sure we all, including myself, spend Easter day sharing our best food and joyous moments with our family and friends. This act is not only a defining memory for us, but it is the way we personally experience the risen Christ. So let us seek to be rooted in Christ and in God's unconditional love. Now, may the power of the resurrected Christ enable us to understand his love and do his acts. Amen. I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer as Jesus taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please receive benediction. May our glorious God grant you a spirit of wisdom to know and to love the risen Lord Jesus, the God of life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Bless you now and forever. Amen. This concludes our service for today. If you would like to help support our ministries and our ability to bring you this radio broadcast, you can mail contributions to Faith Lutheran Church at 1600 Park Street in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, 49783. We are grateful for the community's continued generous support, especially during these trying times. Again, my name is Pastor Rita Chirala. Thank you for tuning in today. Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.